Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, we are pleased to be joined by Dawn Piesold, who is the Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Dawn, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
The big event that's coming up for the Chamber, we've talked about a couple times already, is Party in the Park, and you are well into the planning stages. You've got things set. You're looking for queen contestants. There are a lot of things going on at Party in the Park. It should be fun as usual.
I hope you're right on all the accounts. Yes. No, thank you. It is fun. It's a lot of fun, providing we have good weather, which is always on the in my forethought there. Yeah. But yes, it's our 37th annual Party in the Park. And as you say, we're accepting candidates for all the pageants, the Little Miss and Mister, the Junior Miss Chamber pageant, and the Miss Chamber pageant.
And you have separated the pageants, is that correct?
We have. Now, last year was our first year for the Junior Miss, and we weren't sure how that would turn out and if we would have many contestants, and we did. So it was kind of all together, and that did not work at all. So I need
Trial
to
and
stay
error.
Positive. That's right. So we have definitely separated the pageants. The Little Miss and Mister contestants is for girls and boys ages 5 through 7 years of age. The Junior Miss Chamber contestants is for girls entering the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. And the Miss Chamber contestants is for girls entering their junior or senior year of high school or graduating this spring. All pageant forms can be found on the Chamber's website at www.litchfieldchamber.com, or at the applications and cover letter is at the middle school office and the high school office as well.
I don't know if we have mentioned this or not whenever we've talked about the pageants. What are some of the prizes that the winners can win for each level?
That's a good question. I'm glad you brought that up. Our prizes are donated for the Little Miss and Mister and the Junior Miss Chamber by all local businesses. Oh, and they really show their support. Movie tickets, I can't even think offhand, they get a tiara or a crown.
Does it probably differ from year to year?
Yes, okay. But they really do show their support. There's always McDonald's meal tickets and just, I can't even think of all the little cute little things that a business will, even if they haven't been contacted. We have such great support, they'll end up contacting myself or the pageant directors and saying, hey, we'd like to donate to the kids for the pageant. Now the big girls, or I should say the Miss Chamber of Commerce pageant, that is a scholarship. The queen wins a $1,000 scholarship to her college if she goes either in the fall or in the next fall or two. Mm-hmm. If she's an underclassman who wins, that's a $1,000 scholarship to her college. The first runner-up receives a $500 scholarship, and the second runner-up receives $200 scholarship. All for their continuing education. Yes. Which I'm sorry, David, that is all donated by businesses, local chamber businesses, again, thankfully.
Can't do any of this without the sponsors.
Never. Not one bit. I wouldn't even be sitting here without our gracious supporters and members.
Absolutely. And we'll get to the sponsors more a little bit about later on, probably next month,
whenever
we're closer to the event actually happening.
Yes.
More things you've got. Well, before we move on to more things at Party in the Park, one more time, the Junior Miss and Little Miss Chamber of Commerce is on what night and what time again?
The Little Miss and Mister is on Saturday night at 7, and the Junior Pageant, Miss Chamber Pageant, it will be right after at 8:30 on Saturday evening, and then the Miss Chamber Pageant is on Friday evening, right, starting at 7:00.
If anybody missed that or needs it repeated, you can find it on the Chamber's website, I'm sure.
Correct. Yeah.
Other things going on at Party in the Park, we've had 2 years ago, I think, was the debut of Human Foosball. That'll, of course, be making its return. Although, will there be a tournament this year, or is it just open play for that?
We're wanting to have a tournament. So get your teams together, challenge a group. I believe it's only $50. The registration form is on our website, as are all our forms now for Party in the Park are up on our website. But the tournament this year is going to be, we're trying something new again, Friday afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. We're hoping, and it will go on into the evening, we're hoping that will be a little cooler weather rather than bright Saturday, late morning, early afternoon. So we're thinking that will be cooler for the participants and maybe more fun. There's a lot going on at that time. So we'd like to hopefully get a good turnout.
And it's moved a little bit from where it was last year.
Well, we've talked about that, and it's just been a hot topic. And I think it's going to end up being with it later on Friday evening rather than on Saturday in the daytime. Mm-hmm. They're wanting to keep it where it was
last year, but
change the time.
Okay.
Hoping that will bring some relief. And we will have that fan there too that we want to try to position. There's always something, but we keep trying to figure that out to help with the participants keeping cool.
That was Monroe Street.
Yes, right, kind of behind the library. Mm-hmm. I had thought, which usually things don't work out when I come up with what I think is a really good idea. Why don't we put it in the grass in the park? And that way, maybe it would be a lot cooler. But there are different ones brought up the point the ball could go out on the road, which would not be good. And didn't want to tear up Library Park, of course. Right. They just thought we better keep it on the Monroe Street where we can block that part off.
Right.
Much safer for all, I have to say.
Absolutely. So the tournament's going to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There also probably will be open play as well.
On Friday. Right. That's a maybe. We'll have to see.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, stay tuned for that.
That's
then.
Right. Stay tuned for that.
We'll keep you updated. Another thing that's making its return, it made its return last year, but it's going to be back, is the basketball tournament. And that will be going on, is that Saturday morning like it was last year?
Yes, that'll be bright and early, 8 o'clock a.m. on Saturday morning. The 3-on-3 basketball tournaments for kids and adults of all ages.
We should mention that this is Friday, July 21st and Saturday, July 22nd. I don't know that we brought that up.
I don't think we did.
It's okay. It's the third weekend in July is usually when it is.
It is. Thank you. No, yes, we missed the obvious, didn't we?
Not a problem.
Yes, we will be having the 3-on-3 again as well. Our carnival will open at 5 o'clock on both days with $20 wristbands for sale again this year. That's always a great deal for the kids or anybody, big and little kids who want to ride. The Midwest Royal All-Stars will be performing on Friday evening at 5:30 in front and on the stage behind Litchfield National Bank, the stage that we always have up there for them and our performances and the pageants. Following the Midwest Royal All-Stars, the Miss Chamber of Commerce pageant will begin. Then, after that, starting at 8:30 and going on playing through till 11:30 p.m., the band Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters will be playing, which, as you know, is a fabulous band. I'm really excited to have them. Compliments of All Scripts. And they are sponsoring the band. They will be playing on another stage on State Street. So we'll have that going as well. And we'll also be serving refreshments for everyone, a variety of beverages for everyone if they choose and we'll have that beer wagon and other kind of drinks as well, right there where that stage and the band will be performing. And everybody hopefully can come and listen and dance the night away.
Absolutely. That'll be making its debut because I think that's new to the Party in the Park concert.
It is. We just really are excited about it. So I hope everybody turns out to listen to Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters on Friday, July 21st, beginning at 8:30 p.m.
Sounds good. And obviously going on throughout Party in the Park weekend, the Taste of Litchfield, for those who come hungry, they'll be able to get some nice delicacies from Litchfield.
That's right. We're going to have all the faves and maybe some new ones. You never know. So far, I've heard from all the other regulars that come and always have something good to eat. I like to go around and have something throughout the weekend from each one. The exhibitor booths will also be open again. And I also wanted to mention our spelling bee that we have. We brought that back last year, and that went over real well. top spellers from every classroom or every grade level within a range, and I can't think off the top of my head, but it's throughout the grade schools, and their teachers select their top spellers, and they come and have a spelling bee. So okay. That's always fun to watch. That will be on Saturday, the kickoff at 4 o'clock.
Was there anything else regarding Party in the Park that we have not mentioned that you wanted to talk about?
I do want to mention Ronald McDonald is trying very hard to schedule another magic show this year. I spoke with him yesterday, and he is so good to Litchfield. He truly is. He has another scheduled event earlier in the day, so he's trying to even bump it up a hair earlier so he can get here in Litchfield in time, right after the spelling bee, but before the Little Miss Party in the Park, Little Miss and Mister Party in the Park pageant. So it's a great time. A lot of little kids are around, and we really appreciate the support of McDonald's and Ronald in particular.
Absolutely.
So he will hopefully be able to come again.
Stay tuned for that as well. We'll keep you updated.
That's right.
Dawn Piesel, the executive director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Dawn, was there anything else you wanted to mention? If anyone has any information regarding the items we discussed, they can contact you as always or visit the chamber website.
Correct, at www.litchfieldchamber.com.
All right, and the office number one more time?
217-324-2533, and my email address is info@litchfieldchamber.com.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Dawn, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that is Dawn Pieseld, Executive Director of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.